Mark is joining us today from Community Living Australia, the local NDIS registered disability service provider. And we're talking art. Community Living Australia has an exciting event that's just been announced as part of SALA. Hey, Mark.
Yes, it's called Myriad. It's an art exhibition starting on the 25th of August, and it brings together artists with a disability from across South Australia.
I understand it's the largest exhibition of art by artists with disabilities, which is a wonderful representation of some pretty incredible skills.
Oh, absolutely. There's so many people out there with disabilities that have got skills in so many different ways that we just don't recognise. And largely we don't recognise people's skills anywhere, really, unless they're putting them on show. And this exhibition actually helps people get their art on show and put them on show as well.
And this is not a... you haven't been doing this forever. It's been the past 5 or so years, right, that you came up with the idea?
Yes, that's right. So probably about 5 years ago, we thought about how do we, you know, recognise people's skills, and obviously SALA is such a fantastic community event, and art is such an important part of a lot of people's expression and people with disabilities lives through their expression. So we put it together and come up with this exhibition, and it's just grown from there.
So why the name Myriad? What does that explore?
So really, the name Myriad comes from there's so many people with so many different skills and different ways of, expressing or coping with life. And so obviously a lot of people with disabilities have different challenges in life. And some of our artists paint with their feet, their hands, their mouth, and they use, you know, maybe sculpture, photography. So it's a myriad of different skills and different ways of expressing yourself through art. So that's how we come up with Myriad.
Great. So why is it that Community Living Australia hosts Myriad? What's the purpose of it?
Well, it's really about what I was saying earlier. It's about our artists with disabilities to have the opportunity to be recognised and to be celebrated for their ability rather than being always, you know, defined by their disability. It's to be part of their community. And I guess it's an opportunity to have voice, you know, for a person with a disability. And as I said, to express themselves through different ways.
Initially, it was only available to clients of your organisation. It's been opened up since that first year to anyone with a disability, right?
Yeah, look, the first year was a bit of a try it and see how much interest it would generate. And certainly a lot of our clients are very interested in Myriad and do exhibit. But we said, well, this should be for anyone with a disability and across South Australia. And so we opened it up and the response has been fantastic.
So you've got quite a few artworks this year.
Yeah, so there's approximately 70 artworks ranging, like I said, in different mediums from around 35 different artists. So it's quite a big show, but we're not finished yet. You know, we think it will grow. Mm. And particularly we had a minor disruption with COVID and we're ready to get back out there again.
Great. So where is it being hosted?
So the exhibition is open for viewing from the Thursday the 25th of August through to Thursday September the 1st. Weekdays 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. And weekends 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. Free entry, and it's at we're partnering with and this is a fantastic opportunity. We're partnering with the South Australian State Library, and they'll be hosting it in the original Art Gallery of South Australia, the Institute Building.
Great! Oh, beautiful space.
That'd
be cool.
We're very excited to partner with the library, the State Library, and they're very passionate about it as well. And the other thing is, if people can't get there in person, and some of our artists, like I said, are based regionally, they can actually view it via our Facebook at Community Living Australia. So we're encouraging people to view all the photos and even purchase through Facebook if they can't get there in person.
Oh, great. Yeah, so some of the artworks will be for sale?
Oh, absolutely. 100% of all proceeds. So all the artworks are for sale and all the proceeds go directly to the artists to support them to continue you know, with their artistic journey.
Oh, brilliant. So if people want to get in touch with Community Living Australia about the exhibition or just to get some support as someone living with disability or with a family member or friend, how do they reach out to you?
Look, if they give us a call on 85365888, that's 85365888, or they can visit our by searching our website, Community Living Australia, in Google or on social media. And I guess it's really important that if people want to follow along with the artist's stories, we get onto Facebook, like I said earlier, and in the lead-up to the event, we'll be sharing more stories about individual artists and their journeys. So I really encourage that.
Oh, sounds beautiful. We look forward to seeing your updates on social media and online. Thanks for your time today, Mark Kalinske.
Thanks, Jenny.